We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your guys. Quite a game with Fordham. You guys come out on top 52-42 before we look ahead to Saturday's matchup at Holy Cross. What did you like best about the way your team played Saturday?
Yeah, just how hard we played. It was a physical game on all three phases. I think we rose to the occasion in terms of that front. We knew that it potentially had the makings of an offensive shootout. I thought defensively, was really proud of their effort. You know, we were down a few defensive backs. That was a great job by Coach Garrett Gillick, Coach DeAndre, and our defense staff getting some guys ready. You know, we rolled out a couple of receivers there on Wednesday in practice and got them ready to go, and they ended up taking some meaningful snaps in that game. So I think it was a game where we knew we were going to be tested and found a way to score, you know, ultimately more than they did. And just offensively, we made timely plays, you know, and they got their yards and they got some points, but we created three turnovers. We wreaked havoc all day. I thought we were physical at the point of attack. And then on the offensive side of the ball, that was obviously our most prolific effort that we've had in 6 or 7 years, putting up over 600 yards of offense and 52 points. So, you know, going into the week, I was talking to Max Brosimer, just kind of challenging him how good Tim Demarat was. I think he probably got sick of it and wanted him to be the reason. And for him to throw more yards than the All-American quarterback, I thought that was a big reason, you know, why as well. And then obviously Dylan Lobby was a man amongst boys out there, just made plays in all three phases, 424 all-purpose yards. You know, we really only took him out when he tapped himself out and needed a blow every now and then, and we were going to kind of feed the hot hand. So I think that was an all-time performance by him, obviously. And then just overall, just really happy with the way we finished the game.
All right. First question this morning from Kyle Kendrick. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. You know, we've been talking about Dylan pretty much all season long, but, you know, watching him on Saturday, I was thinking of like Darren Sproles at Kansas State, you know, Christian McCaffrey at Stanford, where it just kind of seems like they're routinely doing the unexpected, where it almost becomes expected. What's it been like for you watching him sort of grow and develop and become that constant game-changing player?
It's been a lot. It's amazing. It's so much fun coaching, you know, young men like that. And not just because how explosive he is as an athlete, but he's such a great young man. He's a great leader. He's got an awesome personality. If you ever get a chance to talk to him, he's always joking around. The moment's never too big for him. And he just has an elite work ethic. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise any of us. He's one of the hardest working guys on the team. He takes care of his body. He's a weight room warrior, you know, just how he prepares the entire offseason, you know, in fall camp and then all season. He practices well. We're constantly trying to shut him down in practice to save his legs. And anytime I look, he's sneaking back in there to get extra reps. So it's not just him wanting to show up on game day. He loves being out there with his teammates, having fun, goofing around, and he just enjoys life. And I think that's what's so fun coaching a young man like that, just how much fun he has with the game.
When you mentioned the having fun aspect, that first touchdown when he high fives Brian there when they're breaking out, how much does the team kind of feed off that energy when you're, you know, one of your best players is that guy that's kind of keeping things upbeat?
Oh, it's everything. That was a great moment. First and foremost, I think we were all just shocked that Brian actually could catch up to him. But all jokes aside, no, that was a neat moment. Obviously, it went viral and everybody on social media had some fun with it. But I think it kind of encapsulates our team, how much fun we're having. These guys are enjoying being in the moment. You know, that's obviously the last, you know, 2 weeks leading up to the playoff game, they were basically playoff games and it was win or go home. And we knew that the magic number for us was to get to 8. So they've been in some games or battle tested and, you know, they continue to progress forward and get better as the season goes along. And obviously that's what you're hoping for.
Thank you.
Next question from Zach McKill. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. How you doing, Coach? This past weekend, you guys faced a big passing threat in Tim DeMore. You face a different type of threat this weekend in Matthew Sulka, who's a more dual threat quarterback. Can you speak about the challenges he'll present for your defense and how you guys are preparing to slow him down offensively?
If we weren't going against him, he's so fun to watch. He's dynamic. He runs around back there. Can make the routine throws, can make the big throws down the field. But what gives you fits and keeps you up at night is his ability in those unscripted plays where you know, everything's covered perfectly and he finds a way to escape, eludes you. He can make people miss in space, but I also think, you know, so he's got short range quickness, but he's got top end speed as well. So he can score from anywhere on the field. I think he does a great job in the zone read game, when to give the ball, when to pull it. Obviously they do a really good job with some of their movement in the passing game stuff. So you got to be ready for that. So I think he's a complete player, from everything I've heard about the young man. He's a tireless competitor. He's one of the hardest working guys that they've have. So, you know, we got our hands full with him certainly. And we got to make sure we have our best week of practice in terms of tackling and wrapping up and, just working the fundamental football, you know, that's going to lead to us having an opportunity to win this football game. Cause certainly, you know, nobody has really stopped him all year.
And a quick follow-up, your front seven has played excellent this year, but I wanted to focus on two players, Dylan Ruiz and Josiah Silver, who Josiah had a huge game this past weekend. Can you speak about their development in your program and how big they've been for your front seven this season?
Yeah, it's huge. And I think when you have, you know, you have defensive linemen like that, that are so productive and have the ability to be game changers, it allows you to be extremely multiple on the back end in terms of calling, you know, defensive coverages, because, you know, you feel comfortable at times if you need to get home with rushing just four and playing base coverage and forcing people to go to distance, you can do that. And then obviously if you need to be multiple and in pressure situations, you can do that as well. Cause I think they're extremely physical, twitchy, productive young men, but they're also students of the game. They're very smart. So we stunt them, we move them quite a bit. So they understand, you know, gap responsibilities and how to fit into the, you know, the right spots on the defense. And I think that's huge as well. So it allows us, you know, to not just be vanilla back there. Coach Garrett Gillick can mix it up depending on what he sees for that game plan weekly. And we're constantly changing those things up. So just, you know, love the young men. I think they make each other better too. That's one thing of note. Obviously, Josiah getting the accolades as a freshman last year. And I think the beginning part of the season, you know, everybody was designing their game plan to stop him. The slide was going to him. He was now having two or three guys go to his side. And I think that opened up Dylan to be on the man side of the protection to get a lot more one-on-ones. And then as the middle part of the season went along and Dylan started to get his sacks and TFLs and be more disruptive, I think it balanced it out for us.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the question.
Next question from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. Coach Santos, hello. I apologize. I probably should have given you a chance to talk to Coach Cardi. I'm sure you guys are looking forward to hopefully running into each other later on.
we're all good. Rez, my guy. I mean, he's the best.
but anyhow, Coach, with you guys heading to Holy Cross this week, Bob Chesney over there, his name comes up, seems like every time this year when there are openings for jobs. He's just such a hot name, and it seems like he really has earned that. I mean, what are your observations, just region, especially being right there in that region with the way he's built everything that's going on at Holy Cross and even prior to that at Assumption? What does he do so well from where you sit?
Oh, he certainly he's earned that reputation. He's one of the best coaches at in the nation at any level. He's built programs, you know, at the Division II, III level, now at the Division I level. He's extremely organized. He's detailed, cerebral, very smart guy, well-spoken. I think he's an elite motivator. You see how hard his guys play on Saturdays, and they fly around. They have an edge about them. You know, I don't see many weaknesses in his game, if any. I don't think there are. I think he's just his ability to retain high-quality coaches, assistant coaches as well, I think is one thing he does. He's a great evaluator of talent. You look at that roster, you know, it's not a typical FCS roster. I think they have some group of five talent guys on there, you know, some guys that we went head to head recruiting the last 3 or 4 years and flat out, they beat us on a lot of good, really good recruits. So, I have all the utmost respect for him. You know, I've listened to him clinic and talk in the off season. I think he's as good as there is, at what he does. And yeah, he's the best coach in New England right now.
Rick, you talked about the challenges that their offense presents. They're also a pretty solid defensive team. As you look at it from that side, what challenges they present on that side?
Oh, they're a complete football team on all three phases. And defensively, you know, we know their defense coordinator well, Scott James. He was at New Hampshire for 6 or 7 years. We worked together for 3 years. So I have all the utmost respect for Coach James as well. His guys fly around. They're detailed. I think they do a really good job with their front seven of creating havoc and wreaking havoc on the quarterback. They pressure you, they blitz them all over. They're very detailed in what they do. They disguise their coverages as well as anybody in the country. So for Max to understand what they're doing, he's got to have a great week of preparation. And they create turnovers. I think that's one thing you notice. The first, second guys, he wraps up. Third, fourth guys in, they're getting the ball out. They've created a bunch of interceptions this year, a bunch of fumbles, and then they take care on offense as well. So obviously they're coaching that. And they're just a really, really good football team.
Before I let you go, some keys for your team to have to be able to get a victory on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're going against a Russian attack, that's prolific, and they lead their conference in time and possession. I think as we're one or two in our conference, so I think we got to establish a ground game as well, try to keep their offense off the field. We have to protect it, got to win the turnover battle, and we need to tackle extremely well on the defensive side of the ball. I think, that's the key on that side of the ball, keep everything inside in front, even though everyone talks about their rushing attack. They have some dynamic guys on the perimeter. And Saluka has a big time arm that he can beat you over the top. So keep it inside and front, tackle extremely well. And then they're going to pressure us on third down and in the red zone. So when we get those opportunities to get man situations, we have to make plays.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for doing this morning. Good luck on Saturday at Holy Cross.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Right. Take care.